In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson is scheduled to be on Capitol Hill today, testifying before committees in both the House and Senate. The topic is the Trump administration's proposed budget for 2020, which would cut funding for HUD by more than $8 billion. Congress wants to have a little conversation about that. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
In prepared testimony, Housing Secretary Ben Carson says the requested funding is enough to keep supporting the nearly 5 million households that get federal help to pay the rent. But Sarah Michelson with the National Low Income Housing Coalition says the proposal would reduce benefits.
Through rent increases, time limits, work requirements, all of which we know are much more likely to push people into deeper poverty.
Congress has rejected previous proposals to require recipients to work in order to qualify for benefits. And with the House now under Democratic control, support is even less likely. But Joel Griffith with the Conservative Heritage Foundation is optimistic about other proposed cuts, like eliminating a community development block grant program he says hasn't had much impact in low-income areas because
can be used for infrastructure, public improvement, public services. It's very, very open-ended.
But the program, which is popular with many local officials, survived attempts to kill it last year and the year before that. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.